This program was produced at KUSP Central Coast Public Radio and KUSP.org.
And now, live at lunch, right here in our studio, Mr. James McMurtry.
Good morning.
Hey, James.
Sort of awake here. Now, you promised no more cat songs, but there is a cat in this song.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
I wasn't on the same page. The hurricane party's winding down, and we're all waiting for the end. And I don't want another drink, I only want that last one again. It gave me such a fine glow, smoky and slow, and I should probably be homeward bound. But there's no one to talk to when the lines go down. I guess in the morning I'll go looking for my gray striped cat. My old house can take the weather, so I'm not too concerned about that. It was built to take the wind back in 1910, when this was one damn fine town. But now there's no one to talk to when the lines go down. The candles flickered on the back bar, and the building was shaking with the wind. I bought a whiskey for the gypsy, and she turned my leather back into skin. Just a fleeting sense of that rare suspense I once thought made the world go round. But now there's no one to talk to when the lines go down. Open up your back screen door, let me see your face once more. My hands are cold and my feet so sore, and I can't go on this way. And the thoughts come too fast and too many to keep count. Best just let them on through. Now I'm breaking those old glass insulators with my old 22. Off the telephone poles as a half dollar rolls across the knuckles of a rodeo clown. There's just no one to talk to when the lines go down. And my one great love, my God, I can feel it still. She ran off to California, now she's living in those Hollywood hills. With some bullfrog prince, I've not seen her since, though she calls when he's out of town. And there's no one to talk to when the lines go down. Open up your back screen door, let me in your space once more. I was looking for an easy score, but it just don't work that way. Some insurance man biker is yelling out for one more beer, but a part-time pirate just can't get much respect around here. We got our problems too, man, and we'll get to you in just a minute. Sit your drunk ass down. Yeah, there's no one to talk to when the lines go down. Thank you. Now there's water up past the wheel wells of my Ford, and I don't guess it'll run. But I left a pack of Winstons on the dash. Could you fetch him from his son? The morning's first cigarette, that's as good as it gets all day. I should know by now that there's no one to talk to when the lines go down.
James McMurtry performing Hurricane Party from your new CD, Just Us Kids.
That's right.
And played The Catalyst last night.
Yeah, we did.
Fine show. And you're playing Slim's tonight.
That's right.
And what was the next gig?
The next one Winters? Is the Palms in Winters, California, former home of R. Crumb.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're making the rounds.
Yep.
A big tour.
We're going up as far as Ten Sleep, Wyoming. And
Ten Sleep?
Yeah.
That's the name of the town?
That's the name of the town.
Wow, you can't make stuff like that up.
No, I think that's Plains Indian for 10 days.
Oh, okay.
I think, you know, it's how many sleeps you have before you get to where you're going.
All right.
Anyway.
And this current band you have, yeah. I know the bass player, I've seen you before.
Ronnie
and the same
Johnson,
guy.
Yeah.
And is it the same drummer?
Well, it depends on when you last saw me. Darren's been with me since 98, so
okay.
He's a 10-year veteran.
Is. Yeah. And the other guy who plays guitar, isn't he like your
Tim
roadie?
Or well, he's a sound man.
Sound
he runs
guy?
Sound and plays guitar, yeah.
Well, that's, he plays my, really good.
He's good, oh,
yeah. Yeah. You got a tight little group.
Yeah.
All right. I was hearing something about your... involved in this video ranch thing with Michael Nesmith?
Right, yeah. Michael Nesmith is doing a virtual concert series.
Uh-huh.
Where he has a couple of virtual venues set up, and you can log on and create an avatar and go to these things. And the bands that play are actually live. You're getting the bands in real time. But mm-hmm. the audience is all cartoon people that, they make up their own images, and they can fly and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can get some rowdy crowds there.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I rather enjoy it. And this time they even had a virtual merch table set up.
Nice.
So you could actually sell stuff over the internet. Anyway, I'll play this an old song, but I've probably done it here before, but I like the way it sounds on a 12-string. So.
All right.
So I always do this on the radio. Bills are paid, but it makes no difference to the gods that seem to rule our home. Heat shut off for no known reason. This old building's got a mind of its own. I can tell your footsteps on the stairs from three flights up, and I know the jingling of your keys. You won't hear no and you don't look back and you can't slow down. And these days you don't have much to say to me. And in another town, what would fetch a good living? Here is barely hand to mouth. So I'm going out and get a U-Haul trailer and drag it down the turnpike south, where the Garden State gives way to the real world and falls away in the rearview mirror. We'll mend our wounds and wait out the winter down across the Delaware. We get along in a manner of speaking, We rarely have to speak at all. Small talk over takeout pizza, silently passing in the hall. Post-it notes, opposite shifts. Once in a blue moon, we'll wake up in the same room. Thankful for these thy many gifts. We run by night, we live it and breathe it. With the best of the best, and I just don't care. Gonna mend my wounds and wait out the winter down across the Delaware. And I'll see you in the spring when the chill don't cut so deep. I'll be back around to give this town another crack at me. I heard a voice today I swore I knew, from somewhere down in the southern sticks. I turned around to see some ragged stranger bumming change on the Uptown Six. And I froze like a stone. Could I ever get that low? Turn my face to the window. There by the grace of God I go, where the garden stays and gives way to the real world and falls away in the rearview mirror. I'll mend my wounds and wait out the winter down across the Delaware.
Nice song. James McMurtry, what album's that off of?
That's off Where'd You Hide the Body.
Ah, yes. One of your many fine CDs.
Oh, thank you.
That, you got a nice little website, too.
Yeah.
James McMurtry, yeah. Is it .com?
It is, I believe.
Nice and simple.
Yeah, it's a volunteer site, actually. I knew nothing of the web, and there was a couple people. There was a guy in West Virginia that started it up, and then his life got too hectic and couldn't run it anymore. And a lady in upstate New York by the name of Lily Ruby picked it up, and she handed it off to Mary Raddick, and it just keeps getting passed around. But they're doing a pretty good job with it.
Yeah, volunteers. Well, that's like what this station's built on, you know?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Somebody doesn't know any better than to get himself on the internet. Somebody got to step in and help him out, I guess.
Yeah. Well, they all got to help each other out.
Yeah.
So, should I ask you the obvious question?
Which one?
Which one? Trying to phrase it in a way that hasn't been phrased before.
Good luck.
Is
with
it?
That.
Do you find it beneficial, or do you find it to be a more of a problem to be the son of a famous author? Larry McMurtry.
I've used it to my advantage as best I can.
Yeah.
I mean, because he had a screenwriting job with Mellencamp, and that's how I pitched Mellencamp a tape.
Uh-huh.
Many years ago, and I was hoping that John would want to cut one of my songs so I could actually rent an apartment in Nashville. Because, you know, I was planning on going to Nashville and trying to be a staff writer.
Hmm.
But, you know, if you go up there and you put on your application songwriter, they're going to say, no, what do you do?
Right.
What 7-Eleven do you work at?
Yeah.
So I was just trying to get a, you know, extra little advantage there. I didn't think I'd get to make my own record, but John wasn't interested in cutting my songs, but he was interested in producing a record. So, yeah, that's how I got a foot in the door.
So it worked out for the best.
Yeah.
Great. Would you like to play one more?
Sure, why not? This one's actually about two songs long, but...
Great.
Trap them kids and give them a little bit of vodka and a sherry coke. We're going to Oklahoma to the family reunion for the first time in years. It's up at Uncle Slayton's cause he's getting on in years. You know it no longer travels, but he's still pretty spry. It's not much on talking, he's just too mean to die. And they'll be coming down from Kansas and from West Arkansas. It'll be one great big old party like you never saw. Uncle Slayton's got his Texan pride. Back in the thickets with his Asian bride. He's got an Airstream trailer and a Holstein cow. Still makes whiskey cause he still knows how. He plays that Choctaw bingo every Friday night. You know he had to leave Texas but he won't say why. Owns a quarter section up by Lake Eufaula. Caught a great big old blue cat on a drifting jug line. Sells his hardwood timber to chipping mill. Cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. He cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. You know he likes that money, he don't mind the smell. My cousin Roscoe, Slayton's oldest boy from his second marriage up in Illinois. Raised in East St. Louis by his mama's people where they do things different. Just come on down, he's going to Dallas, Texas in a semi-truck called from that big McDonald's. You know, the one that's built up on that great big old bridge across the Will Rogers Turnpike. Took the big cabin exit, stopped and bought a carton of cigarettes at that Indian smoke shop with the big neon smoke rings in the Cherokee Nation. Hit Muskogee late that night, somebody ran the stoplight after Shawnee bypass. Roscoe tried to miss him, but he didn't quite. Bob and May come up from some little town way down by Lake Texoma where he coaches football. They were 2A champions now for 2 years running, but he says they won't be this year. No, they won't be this year. And he stopped off in Tushka at that pop knife and gun place, bought a SKS rifle and a couple full cases of that steel core ammo with the Berdan primers from some East Bloc nation that no longer needs them. And Desert Eagle, that's one great big old pistol. I mean, 50 caliber made by badass Hebrews and some surplus tracers for that old BAR of Slayton's. Soon as it gets dark, we're gonna have us a time. We're gonna have us a time. Ruth Ann and Lynn come down from Baxter Springs, and that's one hell-raising town way up in southeastern Kansas. Got a biker bar next to the lingerie store that's got the Rolling Stones lips up there in bright pink neon, and they're right downtown where everyone can see them. And they burn all night, you know, they burn all night, you know, they burn all night. Ruth Ann and Lynn, they wear them cut-off breeches and them skinny little halters, and they're second cousins to me. Man, I don't care, I wanna get between them with a great big old heart on, like a old boat arc fence post. You could hang a pipe rail gate from, do some sister twisters till the cows come home, and we'll be having us a time, having us a time. Uncle Slayton's got his Texan pride, back in the thickets with his Asian bride. He's cut that corner pasture into acre lots. He sells them owner financed strictly to them. It's got no kind of credit, 'cause he knows they're slackers and they'll miss that payment. Then he takes it back. He plays that Choctaw bingo every Friday night. He drinks his Johnny Walker at that Club 69. We're gonna strap them kids in, give them a little bit of Benadryl and a cherry Coke. We're going to Oklahoma, gonna have us a time,
Choctaw Bingo from James McMurtry.